You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Davis of Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. Today we bring you a special bonus podcast from my appearance on Liquid Lunch with John Tobacco. We discuss the Academy Awards and the real plastic surgery and injectable winners and losers. I hope you enjoy it.
Craziness going on in Hollywood. The leftists hijacking some of the award shows for their political platforms. A lot of hardware was given out last night, but there was also a lot of hardware injected in a lot of the wrong places. And to break down the good, bad, and the ugly on the red carpet and otherwise last night, Dr. Stephen Davis joins us right now. He's a nationally acclaimed plastic surgeon. And I guess, Doc, there was some good, there was some bad, and there was some ugly there last night. Yeah. Break it down for us.
Well, we definitely saw a lot of people that were, basically, I saw in the whole show, there was too much going on with the dressing and not as much about the injectables and the surgeries and things like that we've seen over the years. So to me, Hollywood, just like it's being done in New York here, is very much going against overdoing too much of the plastic surgery, and they're going more towards a natural look. Some of the clothing and things, that's a different story, but what I can tell you is what I saw was more and more people are allowing themselves to look more natural. Because I think now that we know how to use Botox and different kinds of fillers, I don't think you have to go overboard as much.
So let me ask you this, Doc.
Yeah.
You think Renee Zellweger looked natural last night?
Believe it or not, I think she did. And I'll tell you why. There were too many other things that I think she could have actually had done if she wanted to. She didn't look overdone. Some of the photos that have come out over the years before she did this, you know, Judy Garland piece, showed her over-injected. But when I was really trying to pay close attention, because I knew I was coming out to see you,
yeah,
I didn't see any incisions along her areas where you would normally see a facelift. I didn't see any eyelid type of incisions. And honestly, I think she actually could use some of those things. So obviously to me, I think she was much more calmed down with the amount of injectables that she had on previous photos. So I don't think she looked
overdone. I think her cheeks and her lips were down. They were down.
Down.
But the forehead looked like frozen to me. It looked like it was locked in time. Like it was like stiff as a board.
You know,
there's gotta be a little crinkle in the forehead, you know?
Well, I think some of the foreheads that I saw also were probably a little stiffer. But in regards to what can happen to eyebrows and things that happen after you get in Botox and things in your forehead, it didn't look that crazy to me.
Now, Penelope Cruz has been one of my favorites probably for about 20 years.
Right.
And when I see her there last night, she looks as good as ever to me. She doesn't look overindulged. What do you think?
I think the same. I think she looked fantastic. The only two things I saw that may be a little bit off were lips and maybe too much with the veneers and the teeth. That's the only thing that I started to pick up. Other than that, the way she looks is amazing. I think she's in her 50s, probably 50.
It's hot.
And she looks great.
She's still hot.
I don't think anyone's looking at her teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
With all due respect.
You're saying she had the Joe Biden high beams on?
Yes.
Joe Biden's teeth kill me.
I knew I was coming out here, so I had to come up with something. She looked fantastic. But I do think the teeth may have been a little more on the top than the bottom.
But you gestured like this. You went to teeth. Like, what do you? I think Frank was saying more people were probably looking at how still beautiful and voluptuous she is.
That is true. No, absolutely.
If you're turned off by Penelope Cruz's teeth, please change the channel. If that's your issue.
No, I'm just trying to do my job.
No. You can't.
No, she did look great, though. She did look great.
I thought she looked great. Now, Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Was a fail or a win?
No, she's a win. But again, it's very much underdone. You know, I think some of the photos and things that she's taken before she came to the Oscars, I think looked like she was maybe overdone, over made up. And in this case, I definitely think there may have been something over the past few months or a year where she added a little something to her physique, if you will. But I think overall, the way she's wearing
it. What do you mean by that? Added to her physique? She got butt implants or
breast implants?
Oh, breast implants.
All right.
I didn't know that was other things to her physique. Is that what you check off when you come to Dr. Davis? What would you like today? Other things to my physique?
Well, let me tell you. Nowadays, there's so many things you can do with, like, taking away little bits of fat from here and there without.
What can we do about this? Nico, could you get my one shot going? What can we do about this? Take a look at this. I'm making fun of Renee Zellweger's forehead, but take a look at this forehead right here.
Wow.
John's forehead.
Yeah.
It's like an encyclopedia. There's like line after line after
There's
line.
There's a lot of good things we could do to that.
There is.
Yeah.
Give me a couple examples. What can we do? Can I look like Renee Zellweger?
Well, you have to put something in there to maybe get a nice, you know, C-cup for your face and things. See, that's the stuff that guys are doing now. And I was looking at that, too.
These lineage.
Those and around the eye.
You think I can get rid of this, too?
Oh, my God. That's
you could make me look good. You could make me look good again.
You look great.
You know Sarah, my makeup artist over
there?
She's
amazing.
She does, like, literally reconstructive makeup artistry on my face every day. She shellacks my hair into place. I mean, she's an artist.
Job. Oh, right. Yeah. I saw what she was doing to me.
Frankie, the last one was Jane Fonda. You had some insights on...
No, I have no insights. I was just curious, if you look at this photo...
You said some of the people you were with.
Well, I don't want to out anybody.
Well, you don't have to say their names, but...
No. Well, why don't we you know, get Dr. Davis's opinion
right.
That's Jane Fonda and the Joker? Did she win on the right? She looks a little like the Joker. Well, is that Joaquin Phoenix?
Well, I can tell you... You know, that's a picture of someone that you know has had some plastic surgery. You can see that her face has changed, but she looks amazing. She's in her 80s, and I think she does look amazing.
How's that amazing? But Hanoi Jane looks like the Joker now. I mean, her lips are out the ear.
But for somebody that's that age to still look that good,
yeah,
I think there's skin issues, there's neck issues, there's stuff like that, but... That's the difference between what I'm saying. I didn't see that in a Renee Zellweger.
Me personally, for all the ladies out there, the dress with the reveal on the top and the strapless bra showing in the back was a little shaky. I thought she could have done a little better than that.
I like
maybe
that you
filled
know the
out
word
the
reveal.
Cups.
I like that. I like that you know the word
shearage.
Reveal. That's good.
Yeah,
I like
my mother
that.
Taught me all this stuff.
That's a good know. Stuff. I really
when I was
like
punished
that.
As a young man, I could only watch TV when my mother was watching TV. So I learned some
you
of these
learn that stuff.
Little
that,
things.
It
yeah.
comes in handy with things like that.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions about plastic surgery or just want to discuss cosmetic procedures that could be right for you, please don't hesitate to contact us at daviscps.com or call us at 856-424-1700.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.